Anytime you are transferring your patient to another person, there should be a handoff.
Yep. Welcome to the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries, where we explore implementing the 3D dentist systems from a team perspective. Join me, Meredith, and my co-host, Aubrey, as we share insights on cultivating growth and support within your dental team.
Whether you're new to the dental field or a seasoned pro, our podcast dives into topics like effective team dynamics and patient care strategies. Expect engaging discussions and expert insights to elevate your dental practice.
So hit subscribe and join us on this journey to transform your practice with the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries.
And like always, keep flossing and stay bossing. I'm Aubrey, and we are back with the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries. And I've got Andrea and Jess here, and today we're going to talk about handoffs.
Handoffs. Yeah.
Something that I don't even think that we realize we do sometimes, but when we don't do it, it is so awkward.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of balls get dropped.
Lots of balls.
Yeah.
Lots of balls dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really, handoffs, again, I think it's something that we just assume like, oh, this doesn't even need to be a topic or a discussion or something that we need to train on or emphasize, but it happens in every area of our office, from the initial phone call. So the handoff for an initial phone call would be like the notes that we put on the appointment. Mm-hmm. So that's the handoff to the team member, to when the patient comes in the building, you know, the initial check-in, to then being handed off to the team member, and then between the team member to the doctor for the doctor's exam, and then to the treatment coordinator, and then to the front office again on the back end of things. It happens.
Yeah. I think that it can also be displayed in a lot of different ways. Like,
yeah,
handoffs being on the appointment notes, like for the new patient appointment, so that I can just introduce myself and say, I know what you and Lorena had talked through. This is what we'll do today. Like, do you have anything else to add to what you guys had recently talked to? And just kind of circle back around to what their conversation was. And then goes into like hygiene exams and just the simple stuff of like, hey, this is so-and-so. They're going to step in and help us with pictures. Just handing off to introduce the next person.
Yeah. So it's like the closed loop communication. Like the notes, yeah, is more closed loop communication than today. We really want to talk about like the physical handoff of like, yeah, this is Andrea. She's,
yeah,
new to our practice. And,
yeah,
you know, today we've gotten some updated records and taken some pictures and looked at her smile. Just, you know, filling in the next person on whatever has been discussed.
Andrea, as an assistant, do you, like, what is your, like, do you have, I don't want to say, like,
a checklist?
A list?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is your system as far as, like, what you communicate to the doctor as you're handing off?
I kind of, while I'm taking, a lot of times I'm getting a lot of the information while I'm getting the diagnostics right. So I kind of go over in my head, because it's not as easy to just like write down like little points and things like that that they're talking about. So I kind of go over it in my head a little bit, and on some level practice it before the doctor comes in. I'm like, okay, I need to make sure I hit this point, and this point. But almost like as it's coming up. So like if I'm taking bite wings and I see that there's a missing tooth, number 19, I'm like, okay, I need to remember to bring up, you know, how long has that tooth been missing? Or have you considered, you know, replacing that tooth with anything, and kind of gauging where they're at with that. And so then I'm kind of going through the mouth as I'm taking the diagnostics. And then at that point, I kind of almost will like overview with the patient and be like, so what I'm hearing is that like you maybe do this before the doctor even comes in, so that they can kind of be like, yes, I do feel that way, or no, I don't. And I love that on handoffs, if the patient's like not interested in something, you can make sure to verbalize that in front of them to the doctor. And sometimes they're like, well, actually, I do care that I potentially have gum disease, but like, yeah, or like
when you say, know, that I don't, it sounds bad, so yeah, I do.
Yeah, are always so hesitant to be like almost call them out, like,
oh yeah,
patient out. But I do think it was good for one, the provider seeing like this is a conversation that we had talked through, and like the patient is genuinely not concerned.
Yeah.
And so that way they know I haven't just skipped over it or
right,
like, missed the fact, so that if they try to go ahead and bring it up again, the patient's not like, gosh, you guys,
once again,
you
know, we're talking about ortho and I, yes, don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I also want to think, I think that it's really important that people feel heard, right? Because you're in a really sensitive spot. A lot of people don't like being in that chair.
Mm-hmm.
And so like for someone to be like, hey, you know, these are my concerns, this is what's happening, and for you to be able to verbalize that to the doctor instead of them having to like tell the story again. I experienced this recently at the pediatrician's office when I took Evans in to heal, like having some stomach issues. And I, as detailed as I am, told the girl on the phone the whole story. I get in, I tell the nurse that's like taking his vitals. She's asking, right? Like she's asking the questions, yeah, and I'm being
she's never, like,
very thorough. Yes. Like, so I'm being very thorough. I'm like, you know, he had this bowel movement on this day, this happened there. And then it's like, because I feel like that's part
important.
Of important
yeah.
stuff for
yeah.
them to know.
Yeah.
And she's writing this all down, and I'm like, okay, great. This handoff's going to be awesome because I gave them everything. And then the doctor comes in, and she's like, so tell me why you're here. And I was like,
and in our office, in our office, it would be the team member looking at the doctor like, I can tell you all this, but you're not leaning in to listen to what my handoff would be.
Yeah.
But yeah, that happens so many times.
And I was like, I could have had an hour less long appointment if I almost was like, oh man,
have you talked to your team member? Yeah.
I feel like as a patient too, it's like these people have like aren't even looking at me as a whole. Like they're just coming in, they're getting their answers, and then they're leaving, and they're not like communicating to the rest of the team of like what's happening and what the next steps are. And so I feel like it does as a patient instill confidence in like a team just to show that like we know what we're doing, we care about what their next steps are, and we're taking care of them.
Yeah.
On a clinical and personal level.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, so we're getting to know them at the same time and like able to incorporate that into the conversation and handoff, which I think goes such a long way with the patients.
We're talking about expensive stuff, right? We're like, hey, have you considered replacing that tooth? You know that we've got some options and stuff, and you know, can I ask you why and all of these things? And those are personal questions, right? People are like, well, that's expensive. I don't think I can afford it. Or whatever it is. And so, like, you're kind of like their advocate to be like, okay, well, are you interested in, like, coming up with any options to maybe look into what that would look like? Because it's a really important tooth, and I'd love for you to be able to chew on that side again, you know? Like,
Well, just planting the seeds, yeah. Even if they're not ready now, would you at least be open to seeing it so that down the road, maybe you are able to plan and prepare for it?
And then add that into your handoff, because that's important, right?
Like, I was gonna say, like, as a treatment coordinator, I feel like when somebody hands something off to me is like, hey, they are aware that like this is something that is a concern for us, but it's not within their budget right now. So they're really just trying to focus on like the absolute necessities. And so like not necessarily saying like they can't afford it right now or they don't have the money immediately, just to like, I don't want them to feel less than because of that. But it also just helps me realize as a treatment coordinator not to just throw everything at them and then have to try to scale back from there. Like we can just work within what they had already talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if it is something like, unfortunately, you're going to need some sort of Lanap treatment or gum treatment before we can move forward with fixing these crowns, you can delicately put that, right? Because you're like, I know that this is additional cost, and how can we make this work within your budget?
You clinically still phase it appropriately.
Right. Yeah.
I see it a lot too, like even just with other offices as we like very rarely, you know, if we are to send something out for a referral of some sort, but like to close communication, even like at their recare visit, like, hey, I know you went and saw so-and-so for this appointment. Like, how did that go? Where did it end? What's next for you? Let's figure it out. And it doesn't necessarily have to be all internal office stuff, but like for smaller offices or, you know, an office that just does like general stuff and sends out for most of their larger treatment stuff, then it helps to just have some sort of communication on like, hey, we know I see you went somewhere else. Like, give me an update on that.
I really like too that like when we first started introducing handoffs or like calling it handoffs, it was almost like we called ourselves like the patient advocate. And I thought that was kind of interesting because it's like, it's kind of what you are, you know? And once you hand that off to someone, now they're the patient advocate for that specific thing. And so when you take it on as your baby or whatever, you know, you kind of have a little bit more invested in it, and you're like, okay, well, I want to make sure that, you know, Miss Jones was returned, her phone call was returned or whatever it is. So even like, I consider this a handoff, like if we leave a voicemail for a pre-op phone call and we're like, hey, I've left all these details in there, I'm writing all of that down in the comm log note and also sending a Slack message real quick to Melissa and Dawn to be like, hey, I've, you know, sent it. Is this very detailed in the comm log note? Make sure you read it. But if she calls back, you guys should be able to
get everything.
So it's like completely, because I'm like, I would hate for this patient to not have her the information she needs just because I kind of just like dropped the ball, because it's on me. I'm her patient. I'm her advocate. And so I don't know. It's kind of nice to take ownership of that and be like, these people are, you know, they're not going to just come up with these answers on their own. So like, it's going to come from somebody in this office.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And if we don't give them the information, then it's only difficult for us on the back end to play the phone tag on, you know, once the patient does call, and then it's inconvenient for us to pick up the phone or whatever it is. So the more that we do a good job on the front end, the more it helps us on the back end.
Yep. When I feel like that's where we got a little bit of practice, as far as like we had to experience some of the dropped balls throughout the process of upstairs surgery, downstairs general practice, or like we sent out for a root canal and now you're coming back for a crown. Like, I feel like we did have to kind of experience a couple of ebbs and flows of the systems, but it's good to have just any sort of follow-up system like that in place.
What would you say as a treatment coordinator is a bad handoff? Like, what would you be like, if only you would make sure that you say this,
like,
one thing?
That?
Well, I'm like, not a bad handoff. I mean, I guess any handoff's better than nothing, but like...
Yeah, I mean, I would say no handoff is...
Like, strike one.
Yeah.
It's an F. If we gave a scorecard or made a scorecard for handoffs, what would it look like?
Or maybe
like?
A better question is like,
as a treatment coordinator, this sounds weird, but as a treatment coordinator, most of what I'm presenting is money. So when somebody can give me any sort of fit issue or like budget conversation that they had talked about or anything, like, I think that that helps so much, because if they had said like, hey, Joanne has a wedding coming up, so like she's trying to avoid spending a whole lot of money on her teeth, but like wants to still make sure that like she has a good smile for the wedding. I feel like that helps me more than anything. As far as the opposite is when I, like, as far as a bad handoff is when I have no clue whatsoever, like what their fit issue is, like why they're wanting to do treatment, if they want to do treatment.
Mm-hmm. What their readiness is.
Yeah.
Right, like they come back for a planning appointment and they're like, I don't even know why I'm here. Yeah.
It happens more time, or it used to happen more time than what we realized, just because we were just putting so much onto them. And then when they got there, they're like, I don't know, we talked about so much, I don't even know what.
It also goes back to the slow down to speed up philosophy, because so often, like on the hygiene side or even assistant side on the doc and the doctor's chair, we're in a hurry to get through the 1 hour appointment. And so we think, oh, if we just get them back for a planning appointment, the next person can get all of that information. But then that's where it suffers, because we didn't slow down to ask questions.
Right.
We were just telling the patient, okay, this is what's needed. This is what you need to do. You need to come back so that we have more time, rather than saying, is this even something that you're interested in doing? Or do you have a timeline in mind for moving forward with this, or a budget in mind for making this work in your life? And so I think slowing down on the front end to get more information and guiding the patient through it goes a long way, rather than us forcing them down the funnel and then them being like, yeah, I don't know why I'm here.
Right.
I think all I wanted was this one tooth fix.
Yeah. Asking versus telling.
Well, and I think when you do get a bad handoff, it's always good to like remind yourself to go talk to that person and just be like, hey, just so you know, like giving constructive feedback, which I think is something that we do, or we try to do well, is that like encouraging people to like telling Celeste to go talk to Dawn this morning about the phone call and all the, you know, just like, it's kind of just like in a positive way, but trying to be like, just this is so we can all be better.
Yes.
I think that's like super important. And those conversations are kind of hard to have sometimes. But
when I remember, that's how I learned the most, is when at the old building, like it was so close knit that like Sally was doing most of my like new patient appointments. And so I was doing most of my handoffs to him. And so it was like every time, I mean, as discouraging as it was, it's like, oh yeah, that was a really good one. He'd be like, I don't know, this is really good. Improved on. But like, that is, though, like why we are, like why I feel like I have been able to present the amount that I have.
Yeah.
Just because I was able to receive a lot of that feedback.
Oh, and I remember it in the middle of handoffs, which I still, like, I haven't done a handoff, you know, as often as, you know, I used to with all the new patient consults now that you're doing them a lot. I remember being like, you know, I'd say my spiel or whatever, and then he'd move, and then I was like, crap. Oh, and then there's also,
yeah,
we did talk about sleep, and we did talk about he has wearing a sleep CPAP.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Got it.
I mean, I too forget a lot whenever it comes to like what to say in handoffs. I mean, I have like my normal spiel, but occasionally, like, we had a consultation recently or a couple weeks ago that was a patient of Dr. Rick's that he did like a lot of implants on. And then, no, it was a patient of Dr. Selly's. And then Dr. Selly did the exam, and this was like the husband. And he was like, you didn't tell me that I just did a crap load of like
dentistry
on his wife.
And I was like, oh shoot, sorry.
I was like, I'm trying to treat him like a new pet. I don't know.
It happens.
Yeah.
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 I think it's important though, too. Sometimes we feel like we have to get like word vomit everything at once.
Yeah.
And so the more that you can rehearse your thoughts and give maybe that intro of like, this is the personal information that we've touched on. And then as the doctor starts going into their exam, you know, you're pressing pause and saying like, so now that you're, you know, doing the exam, these are some things that we've talked about, and kind of breaking it up into sections, I think helps too.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is why I love the new patient intake form.
Yes.
Just because it already like gives you a format of what is best. As far as like, it starts with personal, how they were referred to us, like what their timeline is, all of that stuff. And then it gets into the treatment.
Yeah. And it's this, it's the hygiene transfer sheet basically. But yeah, I mean, you can use it in any appointment. Yeah. It's great for hygiene. It's great on the doctor side. But it helps you organize your thoughts so that you can not only first like rehearse it on your own, but then when you give the information, the doctor's receiving it. And then if you forget anything, you can always chime in and add to it. But it's helpful.
When it does, it helps create less overwhelm, especially from the hygienist or the assistant.
Yeah.
Because it's easy if you're not seeing some of that mm-hmm. stuff on a day-to-day basis and you get a new patient in that has like what you would feel is a lot of dentistry or a lot of potential, you get easily overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I think it's...
forget what to say to the...
Yeah.
In the handoff.
Yeah. I think it's always sweet to see the patient's face when you give the handoff too, because they're so impressed.
Like, I know. Yeah.
They really are like, oh my goodness, like that was so great. And I think it's sweet too to ask, like, is there anything that I missed?
I do too.
Or,
yeah.
You know, do you want to chime in on anything? Because almost always, assuming you've done a good job of getting your thoughts in a row, they'll be like, oh my gosh, you nailed it. Or, you know,
yeah, this is my first rodeo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's always great too, because again, the patients feel so heard. And I think that's the first, like, win with the patient in the chair, is they've now realized like, okay, the girl's on the phone, took notes, they transferred that to the person that I'm sitting down with, and now the dentist is coming
in. I'm just another person. I'm just another number to them. Like, they listen to my story.
Yeah.
They know I'm here. And I think that's huge for any patient walking in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm
laughing because I had this like experience with Instacart this weekend.
Oh my goodness.
That was kind of similar in that like my, for whatever reason, store was closed after, and they like, the hours were wrong on Instacart. And I was like, how are the public's hours wrong on Instacart? Doesn't matter. Anyways, I went through a whole customer service at like 10 p.m. that night, and I got an email that was from customer service, and they were like, thank you so much for your feedback. We've made sure to change the hours now across the board on it. And I was like,
look at them.
Wow, yeah. It's not just an automated response.
Yeah.
I actually read what I said.
Yeah. No, that is great.
Like, just feeling heard just feels good.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. Maybe that's kind of derailing a little bit, but
no,
I thought it was like
applying the information, because it's one thing to hear it, it's another thing to apply it to the conversation, like make it feel comfortable.
I've touched on, like, your conversations on the phone, because I feel like sometimes you get the back end of a lot of conversations if you're needed. Mm-hmm. And so, how do you, I feel like you have, or it's like reverse handoff. Like,
yeah.
You tell them what you know about the situation.
Yeah. It's almost like, and that's why the notes are so nice, because the more information I have going into a conversation about a treatment plan or an account or a patient that's upset about how they were scheduled or whatever it is, it again shows them that I'm informed. I'm not just coming in as like the customer complaint hotline of like, you know, tell me what's going on and how I can try to, you know, patch this up. Yeah. It's like, no, I'm actually like, I've read all the notes where we do a great job of informing each other of what's going on and trying to do our very best to get you taken care of. So a lot of times it's just, you know, hey, Andrea, this is Aubrey. I just wanted to hop on the phone and, you know, see what's going on. I've been talking with Jess and she filled me in on, you know, your treatment plan and your account and that she's got everything squared away. So I try to get ahead of, or just like hit the nail on the head with like whatever I think the complaint is.
Right.
This is mainly with disgruntled patients.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a whole other podcast episode. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I hear all the time where you do have, like, you give essentially your own handoff, but verbally out loud to the patient.
Yeah.
Which is, it's nice.
Yeah. I think the one handoff though, I think the weakest handoff in most offices is when we're taking the patient up to the front.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely want us to touch on that. But I think that for whatever reason, it's like we've done such a great job on the front end of building rapport and gaining trust and getting to know the patient. And then it would be like I think T-Bone always jokes about taking somebody or just sending them to the front door without walking them out. Like if you have somebody come visit and come over for the first time and you're like, all right, I'll see you later. And you just don't get up and walk them out and give them a hug bye. Like,
yeah,
we do that so often in our office. And it's just like, all right, you know, we've got you scheduled and we'll see you in 6 months. And then we're lucky to walk them to the front desk. Sometimes we walk them to the front desk, but then we don't exchange between team members. And so the patient looks at the front office like, do I need to check out? Do I need to get scheduled?
Who are you?
Yeah.
I'm looking at, you know, 13 columns.
I feel like it's, I don't know why or how.
It's because I think we assume that it's not an important handoff. And so that's why I think, and because we're used to going through the motions of doing it with 8 patients or however many. And so it's like the last thing that we just, our mind's already shifted to the next patient.
I mean, I literally stand outside of the door to tell them to have a good, like.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, open the door.
The door for them. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll reach out to you in a couple of days, which I think it's a lot of like the smaller things that we do are like, okay, like the limited exam, you know, just, okay, have a
or a cleaning.
Well, just when you walk them out and you're like, you're good to go. Like they say that, like, they're like, you're good to go. Most places you go to, you don't just walk out without stopping. They're like, am I actually good to go? Like, what does that mean? Like, so it's confusing. And then, yeah, of course, they just walk up and the patient, they're like,
well, the patient may think, I'm good to go with you, but am I good to go with the next department that I'm about to pass on my way out?
What does it look like? I'm trying to steal something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm just, okay.
And that's where I think words are so important, because you're good to go could mean a lot of different things. So physically walking them out and showing them like, you're all set. I'll guide you right out. And then sometimes I think it's even great to say like, this is Melissa and Dawn. If you didn't get to meet them on the way in, if you have any questions, feel free to call our office. They'll be the friendly voices that you hear on the phone. Yeah. Like closing the loop again with the communication, I think goes a long way.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, it is crazy, but when you bring somebody in to help with pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot of times people don't introduce people.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
Or to numb. Like, can you imagine being numb by a total stranger?
Yeah.
Looking up
so
and be like,
who is this? Like, if I'm not introduced, I'm like, hey, by the way, I'm going to just go ahead and say, I'm Andrea before I start putting my hands in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm going to check and see what's going on here.
Yeah.
It happens in all areas of this, honestly.
So, moral of the story.
Yes.
Anytime you are transferring your patient to another person, there should be a handoff. Yep. It might be a quick one. It might be, hey, Jess, this is Andrea. She's just going to come in and help take some pictures really quickly. Or it could be a really detailed, nice, formal handoff that we use our hygiene transfer sheet for with our doctor or to a treatment coordinator. But anytime we hand a patient off, there should be a physical or a verbal exchange.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I would strongly encourage you guys to, if you're not focusing on this, one thing we always recommend is just to follow a patient from start to finish through their appointment. And just watch how awkward it is as a fly on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Because the number of times that we don't do the handoffs, it's scary.
Yeah.
I would definitely encourage you guys to role play with your office and your team and just try to get better and better, because it's only going to make the patient's experience better and minimize awkwardness for us too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And drop balls.
Yeah. We know, avoid the balls dropped.
Yeah. The balls dropped. And people just want to feel heard.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us.
And as always, keep flossing
and stay bossing.